This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, everybody. This is Megan Aline from a van down by the river.
This is Jamie Jennings in this house that's for sale. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for September 7th, episode 2012, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World. It's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
And when you're dead, you're done. So let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. I don't care if you're young or old. Get together and let the good times roll.
Well, everybody, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday morning. Glenn is out of town, so I asked Megan to sit in and co-host with me. Good morning, Megan.
Yay! Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Well, you're good. And you literally do live in a van down by a river, but in a very beautiful place, little gypsy.
Yes. Yes. It's not a van, but for the intents and purposes of this conversation, it's a van down by the river.
It's more like a camper, but where do you live?
Hood River, Oregon.
Hood River, Oregon. Okay, so absolutely beautiful place to be. Well, thank you so much for joining us and setting up all of the sticks and tin foil and things you have to do to get internet down in by the river. We appreciate
You're very welcome. It takes a couple hours to put it in, but you
bubble
know,
gum and tin foil.
I got to make the sacrifice, man. It's for the Horse Radio Network.
Well, everybody, thank you so much for being here on a Friday. We're going to have some fun today, and Jen is producing. Hi, Jen.
Greetings. Hi,
Jen. Now, are we live today, or are we recording this and going back live?
We are live to the Equinosphere today. We did manage after much consternation and cussing this morning to get the computer that runs the live feed to work. So we are out there. Yep.
Awesome. And Glenn said he's at some sort of conference.
He went to the Florida Restaurant and Hoteliers Conference or something. It's down in Orlando in the land of happiness, and it's air conditioned, and it's chock-a-block full of people who want to talk to him and feed him samples of gourmet food. That's what Glenn's doing.
You know what? When you started describing it, you sounded really sad that you weren't there.
I mean, I'm not a doctor. Some discontentment there.
I'm not a doctor or anything, but I might have picked up on a little bit of your body language through the radio. I don't know.
Through
that's
headphones.
Something. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're here. Anyway, why don't you just tell us what's coming up on today's show?
Well, coming up on today's Freestyle Friday edition, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, Sherry Grinska is coming by. She is the, how did you put that? Couples therapy for horse boarding facilities and people who board at horse barns. She's going to help us out on keeping our business relationships healthy. And then we are going to skip directly to really bad ads where we are going to laugh heartily and maybe even consume adult beverages early in the morning.
Now, hold on. The last time Sherry was on, she was doing a little couples therapy for me. And I told her that my biggest problem here was I had a boarder that like never came out to see their horse. And it really bothered me. And she's like, well, you know, you just need to tell them your expectations and what you want from them. But basically, that's a good border to have when it really doesn't come. Well, Sherry, I now own the dang horse. So thank you very much. I should have talked to them.
Great advice, by the way.
More
great
aggressively.
Careful what you wish for. Now the owner of that horse is going to see him every day.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, they're not. They are not. Anyway, so thank you, Jen, very much. I guess it's time for Daily Whitney. Do you have one?
Well, my Daily Whitney goes out to myself because I had to work three whole days this week, and it was exhausting. So I want to just thank myself for being able to get through three whole days of work. And one of those days, I actually had to work like all 8 hours of the day. It was really hard. And I'm not sure I liked it very much, but I got through it.
Are you okay?
I might need a cookie and a hug, like a little pat on the head might be nice. Yeah.
I think you just gave yourself a pat on the head. You're good.
It was traumatizing. It was definitely traumatizing.
What is it that you do exactly?
I am what they refer to as a master production scheduler. So I basically, people tell me what they want and when they want it, and I try and make it happen.
In what industry?
In the industry of building drones.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Super secret top. So it's, you know, I work for the CIA essentially. Not really, but that sounds really cool. So that's what I like to tell people.
If you did work for the CIA, you wouldn't tell people you work for the CIA. So you can do
absolutely. Yeah. We watch TV crime dramas. We know.
Would I say that to throw everybody off thinking, well, she's never going to admit that if she actually did it. So why would she admit it unless I'm trying to pull a double over on you?
Oh, my God. You know what? I need to sit down now. Oh, my
mind blown. Here we go.
Well, so it's funny you mentioned drones. We had one flying over our house yesterday. Because apparently now when you're selling your home, by the way, we have had to new carpets. We've had to like clean everything. Oh my God. I've worked where you've worked all of your hours. I've worked quadruple that because just in my house trying to get it ready. When you have 10 years of a farm, oh my God, you have crap
so bad.
Everywhere.
So bad.
So we had the drone flying over. So I had to like make everything really nice and clean. Like it is like that all the time, obviously.
Of course. It's your farm is always pristine and spotless and doesn't have stuff on it.
Do you know what's funny is through all of this, Chad turned and looked at me. He's like kind of Mr. A-type fighter pilot. And he looks at me and he goes, God, I'm glad we don't live like this. in a clean home. I'm glad. That's too much pressure. Like, amen,
that's
brother.
Always that's why, a good thing, I guess.
Yeah, that's why we got married. That's why. But anyway, that's we had the drone fly over, and Lucas was like, Mom, I want that drone. I want a drone that takes pictures.
I want
a drone that takes movies. Can we have that? Can we have one of those? Bacon, if you come across a used drone near Christmas, I'd be happy to take it off your hands.
As long as it's
$25 range.
Right. The problem is our drones range from about $500,000 to about $2 million a pop. So as much as I would love to give you and Lucas that bonding experience, I'm gonna have to say it might be out of my price range. Just a little.
So you really do work for the CIA. That's
what I'm not saying yes or no, but I'm saying it's possible.
She sees us right now, Jen. She's watching us on camera. Right
that's
now.
Right. Yeah. You don't realize that the camera on your computer is turned on right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely multiple computers. Heat sensory. I've got the high def camera. Like I know what's in your pocket this very moment.
Oh my God. That's terrifying. Jen, my turn for Daily Whitney. Let's move past this. I'm scared. Well, there's no way that I could not, and I'm sorry I'm a couple days late with this, but there's no way I could not give Winx my Daily Whitney. This is an Irish bred champion mare who has been racing in Australia. For those who don't know, she just beat Black Caviar's record with her 26th straight victory. And we're not talking Rapid Redux here, who was on a small track. She just won the $3.1 million Queen Elizabeth Stakes, is what she won as her 25th one. And then she just won another one. I think this one was $3 million as well. So she's up to $13.7 million US dollars, $19.2 million Australian dollars. How ridiculous is that? If you watch her, they seem to be like three quarters of the way around the track and they run backwards, which is super weird.
Weird. Yes.
But she's always last. And it's like, why do people put their horse up against her? Because that horse in the front is like, oh my God, I got it. I got this. I got this. I got this. Wait.
I am so winning.
And this horse just comes by out of nowhere and blasts past everybody. Winx is absolutely amazing. So congratulations to her and all of her connections who are probably still drunk at this point. Oh my God. Could you imagine?
I would be. Oh, I totally would be. I would be in a permanent state of buzzed for sure.
Because you just live buzzed with a horse like that in your barn. That's amazing.
No kidding.
Also, I wanted to give a little shout out to Kristen McFarlane, one of our listeners, who is going through a tough time right now. We are thinking about you, girl. We are with you. Now, also on a side note, did you get our sad, sad Burt Reynolds story? Burt Reynolds passed away. Now, he's a horse guy, right?
I don't know. I don't know if he's a horse guy in the retrospect of he owns horses on one of his 12 team properties that he owns, or if he's actually a horse guy. I never really got the full detail from that part of it.
Right. I think I read Lisa Wysocki posted something about how she was so thrilled that about in like 1978 or something, she was at an Appaloosa horse show and he came around the corner and clocked her and knocked her down. And she was like, oh my God, it's Burt Reynolds.
Well, if you're gonna get knocked down by somebody, I guess it would be a few people that wouldn't be bad, like Burt Reynolds, especially in 1970.
I think that what I would like to know is, did he help her up and was he nice? Or
right, was he definitely. Like...
But there's if you Google Burt Reynolds and horse, there's a lot of pictures him. Here's one of him bare chested on a horse. No, Burt Reynolds and horse. Then there's a lot of them.
Yeah,
a lot of pictures. With horses.
Safe search. Put the safe search on.
What would you find on Burt Reynolds horse search? I don't want to know what's in your.
Frankly scared. Frankly, I don't know.
There's a lot of pictures of him shirtless on horses.
He's like Putin.
That dude worked out. So anyway, rest in peace, young horseman. We will Young Burt. I was laughing because they had a, USA Today was like, Burt Reynolds passes away, star of movies such as, and they named some of the worst movies ever.
Movies ever.
Can you not come up with some of his better movies? Like, I don't think he needs to be known for the movie where he, goes down the river. What's that one called?
Deliverance.
Deliverance. Star of Deliverance. Passive. I was like, dude, can you not do like Cannonball Run or something funnier?
That is a disturbing movie just in general.
Star of Deliverance and the one where they did the porn, with Marky Mark.
Boogie Nights.
Nights. It said Star of Deliverance and Boogie Nights passes away. I was like, really? That's the two?
Well, and I always heard a rumor that he like hated the fact that he was in Boogie Nights and that everybody loved him in that. I don't know how true that was, but I always heard that that was like a rumor that he just was not proud of that film at all. So he was probably pissed to hear that as well. Good thing he was dead.
Well, I'm sure he heard about it. Now, Jen, do we have our guest coming on shortly?
Maybe.
Do we have? Oh, she must be working on it right now. I don't have this like. This like Glenn is super starts these chats and we can always talk to each other and like he'll be like, hey, the guest is on. Da, da, da. I don't have that. I didn't do that. I'm a terrible person. I'm a terrible fitting Glenn. I'm sorry. I guess Jen, you just come on and interrupt us whenever she's ready.
Sherry is ready.
All right, here we go. Sorry. Sherry Grisk is here to talk to us about an upcoming clinic that is for barn owners and managers. And what I like to say about Sherry is that she is the therapist. She's like the doctor that comes between boarders and their barn owners. She will sit down and she will lay you down on the couch in the barn and and you can talk
light
about
a candle, yeah. Play some smooth jazz. Yeah,
exactly. Hey, Sherry, good morning.
Hi, I'm laughing right now because that is too funny.
I was talking about this. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I heard what you said about therapists. I'm not a therapist, but boy, I know at the beginning I needed therapy.
It's true. It's true. I mean, my gosh, I'm coming at this from a barn owner's perspective. And Megan, who's co-hosting today, is coming at it from a boarder's perspective. So first of all, mm-hmm. talk to us a little bit about what you do.
Well, I started a resource website, Pro Barn Management, a couple years ago because when we built our facility back in 2005, I did not realize what I was getting myself into. And once I had 40 horses on my property, it became
holy
overnight
cow.
A nightmare. It was just craziness. I didn't know how to manage it right. I didn't know how to, I thought I did. I thought I knew how to manage it. I thought I knew business. I really didn't when it comes to being the owner. So I realized after a couple of years, I thought I can't be the only one having all these problems out there. And I kind of fell into it. I started blogging and realizing there was a lot of people out there that needed help. And I was able to really transform our business. And now I have this passion for helping others because it really is a wonderful business once you get it all figured out and under control. And I think people just need sources out there. They need resources for help, for mentorship, for guidance. And that's how I fell into it. And I love it now because I love helping other barn owners and managers get their business under control and streamline it for their particular venue and what they do at their barn. Sometimes it does feel a little bit like therapy for both me and them. And my husband and I, it's hard when you're married and you're running a business together. We actually did go see a therapist together to help us work through some of the business stuff and our relationship during the first couple of years because it was so hard working together and then struggling and the whole thing. So I totally get it.
Wow. I was joking about therapy, but like, sounds like a good thing to me. Do you know, my husband and I need therapy, and I'll tell you why. It is not the horses. It is not the boarders. It is our dogs. We have, like, fight over our dogs.
Ooh. Yeah. If it's not one, it's the dogs. Yeah.
It's something. Yeah. There's always something. He's like, he gets frustrated with Lucky, for those who listeners. Because
we do own a basset hound, so that could be why.
The basset hound owns me, let's be real.
Yeah, that's true.
So wholeheartedly. Everybody needs therapy for something. Now, one time you gave me some advice, Sherry, and it was I was complaining. You said, what is your biggest complaint as the barn owner? And I said, everybody's great, except for I have this one boarder who like never comes out to see their horse. And mm-hmm. you said something to the-
Oh yeah, we did talk about that.
Do you remember what your advice was? Probably not, huh?
I think you and I kind of disagreed a little bit. I mean, we both.
Yes, she did remember what she said.
Yeah.
Because I said that at least at my barn, you know, life happens. And so I do have boarders that for different reasons, life has taken a curveball, thrown a curveball at them. And they, you know, some of them don't come out hardly at all. But our horses go outside every day. So as long as I watch the horses, as long as I know that they're not stressed, they're being cared for, and part of that, they're paying me for that. It'd be different if you had a barn that where the horses were inside all the time. Then I would have completely different stipulations for people coming in. But because our horses go outside every day, it's much easier on the horses, and I don't have to do that to my boarders. And I have boarders that travel for the summer. They're gone, you know, sometimes 2 or 3 months. And so it doesn't bother me. But every barn owner has to do it what works best for them.
And I just wanted to tell you that I now own that horse. So thanks.
There you go.
Yeah, I needed another free horse.
We all need another one. And it happens. I mean, you know, you just got to feel comfortable as a business owner what you want for your business. And that's the biggest thing. And I think until someone tackling this kind of business really feels comfortable in their shoes and what they want for their business, they're kind of walking around a little bit, going back and forth. And that's when the business starts to have trouble because they have not been grounded on what they want. When you're secure on what you want for your clients and what you want for the barn, it is so much easier.
Mm-hmm. Now you're doing a clinic at your farm. Where, first of all, where is your farm?
Well, we're in Neenah, Wisconsin. So we're up here in Wisconsin, and I've done workshops, but we've never done one at our facility. And I thought, I'm going to put this out there and see if there's interest. And there was. We're doing it here for 2 days. Basically, people are coming here, and we're going to show them our place, how we do things. Not to say that our place, it's the right way, how we do it is the right way to do it. But what I want them to do is open their mind and say, okay, if you're going to choose to do this, these are the consequences you need to think of. If you're only going to have, you know, 2 paddocks and 30 horses, these are some of the problems you're going to have. And I want them to, you know, they, people have purchased my book, but when you can see it visually hands-on, and my husband can talk to them about the maintenance, four seasons, you know, all 4 seasons and the maintenance, it really brings a much clearer picture on how they want to do their barn. And mm-hmm. it will change. I think it'll open their mind. And some of the things they thought they were going to do, they may say, oh, we're going to do it differently now because I can see where this is going to cost us more money in the long run. My whole goal is to get people to save money, to streamline their business, and be financially fit. And that, so that's where I'm going to help them.
Is your website is probarnmanagement.com. Is this your facility, the red building with the attached indoor?
Yes. That, yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. It's so beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Thank you. I have to give my husband the credit because he works so hard to keep it nice. It's almost 13 years old now. We built it 13 years ago and he really does everything here. He just tries to keep things nice and he, you know, fix things when they need fixing. We get a lot of things broken all the time from the horses. So, but we,
Jamie knows nothing about that at all.
So we thought we would open up our lives to these people and let them know everything, the good, the bad, the wonderful, the ugly, all of it, so that they can run their businesses better and, have a strong foundation in place. And I thought the best way to do it would be to show them how we do it here with 40 horses on the property, and it'll help. They can apply some of those things to their barn. And so we're trying it, and it's so exciting. We have people flying up here from Tennessee, and then we have lots of people from Wisconsin coming. We have couples coming. We have barn owners and their managers coming. So,
oh, my God. Do you have couches laid out?
No, I don't have couches, but lots of chairs. And we're only taking 20 people because I wanted to make sure we could answer all their questions and get into some really good conversations. And I figured too big would be, you can't be intimate with it when it's too big. So we're just taking 20 people. And I think right now we have 10 people signed up, which is great. From our first one, I'm thrilled.
Yeah, so absolutely. If you guys are interested or you know somebody you would like to send up there to lay on a couch and have essential oils rubbed on their temples.
Yes, we'll do that. We'll do essential oils.
That I know because I got to tell you, and this is a conversation for another time, is I just put a down payment on the barn that we're going to build in Oklahoma. And a lot of these things that I'm reading were such a big part of are my kind of plan on how things are going to work on a day-to-day basis. So I'm going to have to check out your book, and you can find all the upcoming events, probarnmanagement.com. And you can talk to Sherry, and you actually, you know, this is what I need to do is schedule a workshop with you. You do Skype conferencing, you do on-site visits, email guidance, you do all sorts of things to help people.
Definitely. I have flown to other states to work with people in their facilities, and it is so fun. It is so fun to go there. I would rather be in a barn any day, and I love looking at people's designs. And so they'll fly me there, and I get to spend days with them, helping them get it all figured out. And it's super fun. And basically I'm not going to tell people how to do things. I'm going to give them tools and tell them, okay, let's talk about how you want to do your herd management. Do you want all private turnout? Do you want group herds? Do you want your horses in stalls all the time where they don't get turned out at all? And then I explain and we talk about all the different results and consequences of all that and how it affects your bottom line financially and how it affects your clients. You know, especially when horses don't get along out in the herd and then you have, then you have to call the vet because there's a problem. So it's super, it's fun. I love it. And I kind of fell into it, but I figured I learned a lot from all the mistakes we made and proved that we could make a successful boarding business. Some people out there say, there's no way you can make a living at boarding horses. And I totally disagree. It's like any other business. You have to start off right, financially right, and start off with a good foundation. And that's where I come in now, where I can help people start right so they can actually make it a real business and where they can stay home and work full time at it instead of having to do this half time and then try to do another job half time, which I've done. And it's very hard.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, it is. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm looking at your facility for you guys. How many stalls is this?
Our barn is 27 stalls.
Holy cow.
We have after boarded horses. Yep, it's 27. And, you know, and we have people coming to our workshop. One barn, I think they're going to have 63 horses. So it's bigger. And then we have a lot of barns that are in that, you know, 20 horse number. But we have a big arena indoor here because in Wisconsin, you really need an indoor arena to have a business because the weather is so brutal here. So our indoor is attached to all that. And then everything else is self-contained for our lovely weather. We have in wintertime.
But as somebody who just put a deposit down on an eight stall barn, I can't imagine how, and I was trying to think of this. I can't imagine how one could make this pay for itself to make a huge, giant 27 stall barn with an attached indoor. I can't imagine how much that costs because I just, like I said, did the 8 stall simplistic, you know, approach. And I was like sticker shocked. So you must be doing something right, girlfriend.
Well, thank you. We're trying. I mean, you know, we made a lot of mistakes at the beginning and had to fire our first builder and get a new builder. And that was okay. It was all a good learning thing. And, I do think if there's a will, there's a way. It's just, we all need a little guidance at times. And I wish I would have had this years ago because I think I would have listened and gone to a workshop where someone could have helped me see beyond my small little world so that I could project into the future, our finances. And that's what I'm going to help people do so that they are just not losing buckets of money right off the top.
Absolutely. And I think that's probably, you do a Q&A section on your website. And this is like the first question is, I pay full board for my horse and I'm going to a show. What's the etiquette for using bedding and shavings? And I guess, you know, the communication, I think, is probably the biggest thing between boarders. And what do you think the biggest key is? Is it communication between the, because here's Megan, who's on the line here, and she is a boarder and I own a boarding stable. What's the best way to make Megan and I happy?
Oh, that's good.
The two things that I think are the most important are consistency every day. The same consistency for the horses and how you run your barn and communication. Your boarders, and I was a boarder for many years, so I've been on that side of it too. They just want to know their horse is taken care of well. And so many times someone will come and say, you know, they'll come to our barn for a tour and they'll say, one day my horse is fed at 6 in the morning, the next day it's not fed till 10. And I go to ride at 8 and my horse hasn't even eaten yet. And that, to me, you have to treat it like a business. And for the welfare of the horse, I think they do so much better when they know the program. They know every day, this is what's going to happen. They're going to be fed at this time. They're going to be brought in at this time. I really think if you can, consistency is so undervalued. And to me, it should be just such a major part of any business. And that includes running a barn. So I think for my clients, my boarders here, they like that they don't have to worry And I'm a big communicator. I send out a lot of emails. I let them know when the horses are in due to bad weather or whatever else is going on. It, you know, I'm right on top of it. And I think they value that. And I know that when I was boarding horses, if someone would have communicated with me better, I wouldn't have been at home worrying. And I don't want any of my boarders to worry. And when you have less turnover, you're saving money right there. And it's just so much easier all the way around. Anytime you have the horses leave and then you have new horses come in, you're going to lose money on that. Mm-hmm. There's time. It takes time, you know, acclimation, getting the new boarder on the same understanding as everybody else of how the barn runs, because every barn is different. And they're going to carry their baggage from the one barn to another. So you have to get their fears to disappear until they feel comfortable and realize, okay, I don't have to worry anymore. My horse is getting plenty to eat. So, yeah, I think as a barn owner, a barn manager, it's not simple. Always, it gets simple as you do it more often. But when you're starting out, communication, I think, is one of those top things right there.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, good to know, Megan. We'll have to communicate better.
You and me will have to talk a lot now.
As always, Sherry, thank you so much for coming on. The website is probarnmanagement.com. Check it out if you're interested in going to the clinic coming up, or you just need to talk to Sherry. You just need to talk to her privately. You need to PM her, okay, or DM. What are the cool kids called?
Yeah, just call me.
All right, fantastic.
I love talking to people.
Sherry,
thank you very much for having me.
Thank you very much, and good luck with everything. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a good one.
All right, bye-bye.
It's like she was in my mind.
We just the communication is the key. But I'm reading through her Q&A section right now, and it's like, what do you do if your boarder doesn't call the vet and her horse is sick or lame? That's a great question.
That's an awesome question.
Another one is, what do you do when your boarder is unreasonable about the horse having like nicks and bites on them, and they're minor, but the person overreacts? That's a great question too. I can't wait to read through all these. And there's a trainer that is not doing the right thing by the horses that's coming in the stalls. Oh gosh. This is interesting. Do you know what? Somebody told me this is like the greatest piece of advice that I've ever heard about boarding stables.
Hit me. Well, don't really hit me, but I mean.
You don't want to board somewhere. And I'm sorry, Sherry wasn't on the line for this, but you don't want to board somewhere where both people earn their living at the barn. Because
that's good.
Yeah. You know, like with Chad and I, Chad, you know, I'm not super stressed about buying hay, because I know if I don't have the money, the horse, like we don't have the, everybody hasn't paid their board bill and all that, I can be like, give me the credit card. You know what I mean?
I'm not
super worried. But my girlfriend who told me this, she's like, when both people make their money from the barn, a lot of corners get cut sometimes at the expense of bedding or quality of feed or things like that. So it was something to think about. So when you look at your boarding stable, you're like, that's kind of true. When both people, one person is the manager and one person's the trainer, they really might work really hard to, it might not be true in all situations, obviously, but she's like, I won't board in some place where both people make their living because they just cut corners.
Telling me to board from rich people at all times.
I think that's what she's saying.
That's totally what she's saying.
Rich people. I think just one person works outside the barn. Doesn't have to be a rich person, Megan. Somebody works outside the barn. Well, you take it however you will. That's just the piece of advice I was given. But you know what? It doesn't apply to me because I own my own barn, but I do have somebody that works outside the barn. And we're not rich people. So there you go. Shot that down.
Well, I'm just saying. Kind of sounds like you are. If you own six horses, that's kind of rich to me.
That's true. I am horse rich. Man, see? I've got a 24-year-old unrideable paint. I've got a 23-year-old grade mix. Oh my God. I am like flush. Okay. Wow. I've got a pony that has had several bouts of laminitis, a Mustang, two Mustangs, one who's had bouts of laminitis and has torn tendon. God, I am so horse rich right now.
Man, wow. You are you are rolling in it.
It's like I don't have time to ride them all because
it's
they're not
your own rap video.
Oh my gosh, I got to tell you guys something before. I know we're behind schedule, but we will do the KPP ad here in a second. But I got to tell you, this is a big weekend for me in the world of horseback riding. You know all these jerk faces that are making me do this endurance ride?
Right. Well, yes. Jerk all these nice people would be how I would refer to them. So, okay.
Well, if you ask Thor, they're all losers, okay? Because like he is
he's the one who
so
has to do
over it.
So it doesn't
So we're doing these 10-minute trot sessions. Like Karen said, I'm following her advice to a T, 10 minutes trot, 5 minutes walk. And we're in the middle of our third 10 minutes. And we've gone about, we're going so much faster that having 10 minutes of trotting and 5 minutes of walking. At the beginning, I covered 4 miles in an hour and a half. Now I did 5 miles in 1 hour yesterday. However, in the third trot session, we're about, you know, I have 10 minutes to trot, about 5 minutes in, we're trotting down the farm fields. I've got horses in front of me. Joey's going and Marvel's going there trotting away. And Thor just stops. Like,
I'm done.
I am so done.
Okay.
I've been trotting for 25
minutes.
The
coyotes can now eat me. I'm done.
I'm done.
Chad thinks of it like this. He's like, fight or flight. Horses have this fight or flight response. Thor's all fight.
He's like, I'm big enough. They can't take me down. I got this.
I'll fight my way out of this before I run a half mile. So keeping that in mind, I am doing a 10-mile ride with him on Sunday. And I must be honest. Yeah, doesn't that sound fun, Megan? 10 miles in the saddle?
Well, I know. Does on another horse, but maybe not on Thor. I mean, I love Thor, but the greatest thing about Thor is that Thor moves in slow motion. Like, yes. I love watching videos of Thor as he's like a slow motion trot or canter. And it's amazing because it's beautiful, yes. But it's like, oh, that's not a slow motion video.
No, it's not slow-mo. It's like, that's real life. So imagine riding for 10 miles, pushing the horse. Like every step you have to squeeze. Like, it's exhausting. So
that's going to be fun for you.
All you endurance people, listen up. This 10 miles is going to make or break us. If he does it and he's happy about it, we will do the 25. If he is not happy about it and I am exhausted, wearing myself out, pushing him the whole way, he's clearly telling me that he doesn't want to do it. And we're going off property. We're going to the mountains, the Australian mountains. And so we're going to have a little terrain here and there, nothing really huge, but it's going to be off property. And we are going to do 10 miles. And y'all, if this horse tells me he doesn't want to do it, he's not going to do it. Don't worry. Andrea's already come up. I've got another horse you can ride if he doesn't want to do it.
Of course she does.
So I'm still going to do it.
People have like three horses that they can.
Yes. Have. Why is that?
Because
God,
they're weird people that like to do things for long periods of time.
I was trotting yesterday. We're doing this and I'm pushing Thor the whole way. And everybody, you know, the thoroughbreds out in front, the warmbloods out in front, they're like, dee, 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 dee. And I'm pushing this Mustang the whole way. And I just was like, you guys, this is not fun for me. It's not fun for me. I don't like it. So
I am unhappy.
I am not having a good time. I'm really tired. Thank God I don't need a gym membership for this. Like, whew, I can cancel that membership if, you know, I had
I am tired just listening to you now.
Oh my God, it's exhausting. So we'll do the 10 and we'll see how it goes. So I know you guys will be probably either give me a hard time or applaud my horsemanship. One or the other, we're going to see what's going to happen. I am leaning towards the, he's not going to make it.
Definitely. I'm going to go towards the latter.
Yeah, but he remember, like if I was on Zeus, we could do this trotting backwards because he's just the energy. He's
sure.
So fit, you know, and this is kind of bringing Thor in at the last minute. So at least I'll have a 10 mile under my belt with Thor. Hopefully. Hopefully.
Yeah, I was going to say, you might have a 7.3 mile belt under your.
Be like, you know what? He's going to be like, you know what? I'll just die here. I'm cool.
I'm just going to lay down. We're just stopping.
I don't need to go. I'm just going to take a nap. Please.
I'm just going to be.
Back. Bring the trailer.
I'm tapping out. Thanks.
So we'll see. Well, hey, let's hear from our sponsor, KPP, and congratulations to Karen of Kentucky Performance Products. She got a new horse, and oh my God, can you guess what color it is? Okay, I'll tell you its name. Its name is Oreo.
Oh, he's a bay.
You're so close. Jen, do you have a guess?
I'm going to guess this horse might be black.
He is black. However, he has a white stripe in the middle like an Oreo cup.
No way!
It's so cute. How original is that name?
I love it. I love when you see stuff like that. You're like, well, that looks like an Oreo cookie. We'll call him Oreo.
He looks delicious.
He does. He's very delicious. So congratulations, Karen. Let's hear from our title sponsor, and we're going to come back with some really bad advice. Bad advice.
She had waited all her life for this moment, dreaming about it since she was 10 years old. The trailer ramp touched the ground. He whinnied as she backed him out, swinging his head around to get a good look at his new home. His coat gleamed in the sun. Her love had arrived. She was breathless. He was beautiful. She could hardly wait to tack him up and start off on what she was sure would be the best times of her life. This love story is brought to you by Contribute, providing essential omega-3 fatty acids that help maintain low inflammation levels throughout your horse's body. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
And okay. Now it's time for bad advice for horse people. By horse people.
And it's a good one. Oh my gosh. Okay, first of all, I would like to thank the listeners who sent me down this rabbit hole of disgustingness because the picture is of worms that were apparently pulled out of the horse's gut in the midst of a colic surgery. Oh,
I remember this one. Yes. This is great.
The horse did not make it after colic surgeries as the intestines were full of worms. And the person was basically saying that resistance to worms is becoming a big problem. This horse was euthanized because of it, blah, blah, blah. It's really sad. So here comes the advice. And by the way, there's like 340 comments.
Yes.
Now this is the first one. And you'll notice there's a little back and forth with some of these. The first one is, I run old school. We worm 4 times a year with chewing tobacco. Yup. Chewing tobacco. Red man in the baggie. It kills the worms and we have no issues. Grandpa's remedies still work in certain situations. Tobacco is natural and not all the pharmaceutical BS.
You know, wow. But doesn't it also kill your horse?
I can't. Again, there's a name for this segment. It's called Bad Advice for horse people. I'm going to keep going. I've been called crazy for using garlic and ginger in my horse's bran mash during the summer. Calculated amounts, mind you, but never had worms or the constant bother of bugs. Wow.
Ooh.
Garlic and ginger is going to drive everybody away.
And it's definitely going to make them delicious.
Yes. Tobacco in their rolled oats works great. That's the top comment. Here's the comments underneath it. I have heard of giving chew to dogs and cats, but horses, ooh, never. I'm sorry.
I've never even heard of giving it to any animal.
Why would you give tobacco to dogs and cats? Don't do that.
Why? Who would eat that?
Another person commented, wow, that's an old great remedy. My horseshoer and vet from 30 years ago said tobacco too, and we've never had a worm problem. That's because all of our horses die at the age of
12. Sure. Right.
First of all, let me also point out that farriers are not veterinarians.
True.
Nowhere along should you be taking medical advice about your horse's intestines from a farrier. Did you have a disagreement?
Sure? Are you sure, Jamie? Because my farrier is easily going to tell you he's the most knowledgeable person on any particular subject that you talk to him on. So are you sure I can't listen to him?
And that, my friend, is why my farrier is a woman. I'm moving on. Somebody said, well, we've never had a worm problem. Really? Yes, it can be a problem because my puppy died. Don't feed your dog tobacco.
It's because they're eating tobacco from your grandpa's pouch.
Somebody said, I do Strontium C daily wormer for all the horses, even the minis. Should I use paste also? Somebody else wrote, sorry, but Strontium C is really at the root of the resistance. And somebody else writes, I thought ivermectin was getting a bad rap a few years ago for not working. And somebody else said, I only use ivermectin for the past 25 years and I've never had one problem.
Wow. That is a lot of people saying stuff.
Yeah. Going. Those are all pharmaceutical treatments. What about diatomaceous earth? Natural is always best. Antibiotics make the worms, virus, parasites, and bacteria stronger, therefore making them resistant. And the next person, natural isn't always best, and DE has proved useless. Somebody else
useless.
Said, I do both. Also, apple cider vinegar and diatomaceous earth and conventional methods. Some will die from natural, some will die from conventional, but you have to have an alkaline digestion system. I can't even read this anymore. Don't give it any molasses, somebody else says. Somebody else says, the problem is that big boarding facilities are not willing to do fecal tests and check the regular worming schedule. And somebody else was like, oh my God, exactly. Those horses go to other barns and they're turned out. And then the super worms are now out on your pasture and they're being recycled, blah, blah, blah. Somebody else said, I have never done a fecal test ever. And I worm four times a year and I've only had one horse in my entire life that had worms. How do you know if you're not doing a fecal test? Or can you see in your horse's intestine? Diatomaceous earth is awesome. It works as a good additive. Somebody else said diatomaceous earth will not work. It does not work. And somebody else said, if you've never done a fecal test, how do you know if your horse has worms or not? See, somebody else is on my bandwagon. This is the reason I don't worm often, because of these arguments. Oh, my God. Oh, here's one. I switch products every other time I deworm. I also give 200 pounds over the recommended dose.
Whoa.
And somebody else wrote, I don't imagine you give 200 pounds over the Quest dose, though, because horses have been dying from too many overdoses of that. Somebody else, I've never used Quest, but I would probably give extra, says that kind of.
It could kill them, but I'm totally okay with that.
Oh my God, how dare you put your horse through colic surgery?
Yeah, that's
it's traumatic, and after it doesn't work anyway. Colic surgery doesn't work. Okay.
Sure.
Care here's another one. That. Yeah, have you heard of this? Because this person says, I've heard many great things about using colloidal silver and its use in deworming.
What's colloidal silver? I don't even know what that is.
I know. Hold on. Somebody else uses psyllium husks to deworm. That's for sand.
Psyllium has husks?
that's the thing you get rid of for sand. Here's how you many vets want to worm your horse just to make money. Buy a microscope and determine for yourself how many worms are in your horse's poop. Yeah, I'm actually trained to do that because I worked as a vet tech and we had to learn how to check poop. It is not as simple as buying a microphone, whatever it's called.
A microscope. Either or a microscope. It's not that easy either.
Yeah. I feel stupid reading this because like the next person says diatomaceous earth and then somebody says use diatomaceous earth to get rid of your dog's fleas. Somebody else is like, how much do you feed your dog? How much do you feed your horse? What is diatomaceous earth? I mean,
I was just going to ask, dirt, I don't know. Right? Is it stuff that's like from, are you just saying to feed your horse and dog's dirt?
Oh, wait, hold on. Here's another one. Okay, when did they start worming horses? I guess vets have partnered up with big pharma, pharmacology places. Years ago, we mainly just worried about horse flies. A couple of our horses got distemper one time, but they came out of that just fine. So
they're totally fine now. So you can barely see the after effects.
This is a vote for no vet anytime because the vets are in bed with the pharmacists. Okay. I can't even
never call a vet. They're just going to try and take your money and help your horse. You definitely don't want to call a vet.
Possums don't carry rabies, but armadillos do. Okay. That's another one.
They also carry leprosy. Fun
another
fact.
One says give copper. And, wait, here. I'm going to end with this one. I put a worm in whiskey once and it died. Ooh. So now if you share whiskey with your horse, neither one of you will have worms.
Ooh, that's good. Whiskey for, but I thought the song was whiskey for me or beer for my horses.
Hold on. Like, I would think that was a joke if there was like an emoji or a smiley face or an exclamation point. No, this is all one sentence. Put a worm in whiskey once it dies, and not figure if you share whiskey with your equine friends, and neither of you will have worms.
Yeah.
Period.
Yep. Definitely.
And we're going to end with that. Do we have a song?
We do. And because it's my turn to produce and I have to suffer through this end of the show, we're going to listen to Templeton Thompson because we always do when I do this.
Are we suffering? Are we making you suffer?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jen.
Step up our game. Jeez, our producer just told us we suck.
God, that's a gut punch that I didn't
see. Once the show's going, it's fine. It's all the stuff that has to happen before the show starts that is exceedingly stressful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. I still feel like I need to go cut myself to feel now. Thanks.
I do.
Well, let's go to our happy place then. How's that?
Okay.
There's a bluebird on some barbed wire. There ain't no clouds. Only blue sky, and I got flowers in my garden. Yeah, it's looking like a beautiful day. So I was thinking I'd go walking down the dirt road. Maybe stop and smell the roses. Take it easy, cause it's looking like a beautiful day. Beautiful day, yeah, yeah. Beautiful day, hey, beautiful day, yeah, yeah. Beautiful day. Lay the top down, take a long
know that they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling attire, affordable show gear for horse and rider, or top-of-the-line equipment for riders at every level. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand riding helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store, or go online to ovationriding.com and see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. OvationRiding.com.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Really Bad Ads is brought to you by tackoftheday.com. If you are not on tackoftheday.com, you need to go and sign up. It will send you an email every day of some really discounted items. And I feel like I am a representative of the Back on Track brand. Considering my horse wears the Back on Track quick wraps and then the Back on Track saddle pad and then the Back on Track. Oh my God, my horses have everything. The boots, like the just the regular boots I ride them in are Back on Track. Well, they have some Back on Track products now for humans that are also deeply discounted. So go check them out at tackoftheday.com. I don't know what their weekend item is going to be, but usually on Friday at noon Eastern, they put up something, some really awesome stuff on tackoftheday.com, and that will be there all weekend. Typically it works noon. You get an email and you have till noon the next day to make your purchase. And it's high stress. I mean, you have like 24 hours to decide whether you're going to buy it or not. Usually it takes about 30 seconds, but you can check it out. Tackoftheday.com. Megan?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you a Tack of the Day junkie?
I try not to be because I have a very limited amount of space that I can fill things up with. So I have to have very strong sense of, no, I'm not going to buy that, but yes, I do happen to visit them every day just because I'm weak and not
strong.
I mean,
they send it to you. You might as well. Like, it's one of the emails that I actually open.
Right. I mean, you got to look at it and go, well, that's pretty cool, actually. I might have to figure out how to sell something else to fit it in there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Patty sent us the first really bad ad. Remember, you can send your really bad ads into Jennifer@horseradionetwork.com. These, when I say Patty sent it in, she didn't write it. She just went and found it and sent it to us, because if you send us an ad, you are in the drawing for, why is my doorbell ringing at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Oh my God. It's never good. That is never good.
You read the next one. I'm going to go check out why somebody's ringing my doorbell at 7 o'clock repeatedly.
That means Zeus has gotten out.
I was going to say someone's out now. That's what that means. All right. Well, I'm going to read one from Country Girl from a POA owner's Facebook page. And this is from Tennessee. So I'm going to be Southern because that's what they do in Tennessee. Free, located in Southern Middle Tennessee, super specific. 2011 Black ID Mare, 56 inches. She went to a trainer in the fall of 2016 and stayed until June of 20,107. Which is a really long time. That's a long time for training.
Let me interrupt real quick. Come here. Come here. Come here. Get up here. Get up here. Come here. Come here. Come here. I'm going to tell you, I'd like you to meet the doorbell ringer. What's your name? Come here. Uh-oh. What? Say it. What's your name?
Lucas.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Did you hear that? That was Lucas. Why were That's you outside good. Of the front door ringing the doorbell to get back in? Come here. The door was locked. How'd you get outside in the first place?
The window.
You were looking for me. How did you get outside? Oh, I can't do it. You went out the back door all the way around the house into the front yard?
I so want kids now.
Yeah.
I so want kids.
I am sweating right now. That was really scary. And then like to see your child standing on the front yard. Why? Like, that's the worst mom ever. My child is loose on the streets.
My child has escaped.
My child escaped the house and has run away and realized that he forgot something and he came home. Like, you didn't have any shoes and you're wearing your pajamas. Oh my God.
Well, okay. I mean, you know, you don't need shoes or pajamas in Phoenix. It's 1,000 degrees.
My God.
But at least he had pajamas on.
There that you go. We could have been naked.
That's true. See? That's true. Okay. Sorry about that. Sorry to interrupt. You were at 2,107.
It's 20,000 numbers that don't make sense.
Okay.
We're doing so some time travel. Like, yeah.
Literally 10,000 years. She's not been ridden since. This is my teenaged daughter's pony, and she won't ride her. I have to scream at her to even do feeding. I'm tired of supporting ponies that no one helps me with. I give up. Pony is up to date on shots, farrier teeth, friendly, easy to catch, bath, load, etc. Of course she is. She is just about perfect. She just needs someone besides my kid to own her. If you come out to look at her and love her and make me an offer that brings a sudden rekindling of my kid's former horse crazy tween, I'll pay you for your time. If not, you'll be taking home an awesome pony.
Oh my God. Okay. So basically I want to do a little reverse psychology. And if you come out and look at this pony and you love her and you make me an offer and then all of a sudden my kid wants a pony back, thanks for coming.
Right. Here's a dollar. Have a great day.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Awesome. Otherwise, you get an awesome pony. Perfect.
Yeah. It's a win-win deal.
Yeah, win-win. Next is kid broke gelding sent in by Patty that I meant to do earlier until my doorbell started ringing and my child was in the street. I'm a good mom. Breathe. I swear to God. Breathe. I tell myself that all the time.
Inhale, deep breath, and exhale.
Now, this is not in the Iowa. This is in Iowa because I had to look it up, but it sounds southern because the horse's name is George.
Well, anyone in Iowa that is south of 80 speaks like they're from Alabama. FYI.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's weird. It's the weirdest thing ever. And I know as someone who lived in Iowa for many years, that's the case.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I'm cleared to do a southern accent in this one because it just screams for it. Kid broke gelding, $600. And it's all one sentence. So just hang with me. Meet George. He's 18 or close. Don't have his papers. Was raised locally. Was horse of the year in the Milo parade 3 years back. Range free. Don't have to pin him. He'll stay. He can be seen and picked up 12 miles south of Indianola.
That's again, super specific on the location. It's 12 miles south of Indiola.
But he's out. Just, yes, got to catch him.
So if you see a free horse running around, then you're like, that's George. We got to go get
gotta
him.
That's got to be George. Got to be George. Hey, let's hear from Carly. She sent this one in. Get double the entries if you record it yourself.
Oh, crap. Thank you. Go to the next one that you have to read. I don't have that queued up yet.
Okay. We are surprising our producer today.
That is the greatest thing ever that has happened.
Oh. I haven't been queued up yet. Let me zip in here and queue it up for you.
Denise sent the next one in. Do you see me talking on the radio right now? Good job. Thanks, guys, for being patient. Asking $1,000, meet Lacey. Lacey is a trail horse, .. She's a 11-year-old, .. She's been on the trails, .. She's got great potential to do more, .. She's very smart and willing, .. 15 hands, .. 100% sound, .. Stands to be groomed and aced, .. Stands for fleece spray, .. Good with feet, .. Ties and stands, .. Message me for more info. No dots.
No dots.
Yeah.
Where you would want punctuation, there's actually none.
None. Right.
Oh, gosh. Do you have Carly's yet? Are you ready?
I think we've got Carly. Let's give this a go here. See if it works. No, it's not going to work. Really?
No.
Come really?
On. Hey, everybody on the Horse Radio Network. It's Carly in Scottsdale, Arizona. So I thought, what a better way to cheer myself up than to look for some bad ads. So I scanned Craigslist, and I think I found a little gem. It's Pony $400. Pony for sale is rideable for older, bigger child. Doesn't pony well. 11 hands, loves attention, and will come right up to you. I mean, my pony doesn't pony well. He can barely pony. He's too fat to pony. So, okay, bye!
She sounds like she's struggling with pony. Her pony. Yeah.
Yeah, her pony is ponied out.
Just because they are a pony doesn't mean they do pony.
That's not part of the description.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I just got a nice message from April who says that she says it could be worse. I found not one, but two of my daughters, age 2 and 3 at the time, when I came out of the shower, they were outside naked swinging on our swing set.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm sure if you had a second one, you might have found both of them outside. But yeah. I mean, yeah, I like her train of thought.
Okay, is it bad that when I hear my doorbell ring at 7 o'clock in the morning, I literally think somebody's coming to murder me? Like, why would they ring the doorbell? They wouldn't ring the doorbell if they had ill intent.
And nobody who's a psycho killer kills anybody at 7 a.m. I mean, if they're going to kill you, it's usually between midnight and 4 a.m.
That's right.
7 a.m.
That's right.
You're right. So it was that, or I thought it was the Jehovah's Witnesses again, because they really like our neighborhood. So it could be either, yeah, really.
And that murderers deserves like a slap in the face. At 7 a.m., if you're coming to sell me religion, it's got to be at least 10. It cannot be before 10.
Are you bringing coffee with you while you're right. doing
and donuts? I'm going to need something more than just your smile.
exactly. I believe you've got the next beautiful trailer.
I do. This is from Mansfield, Ohio Facebook Market. Horse trawler for sale. Bought it and don't have time to work on it. It pulls nice, has a trailer brake. Dose needs some work. Dose not have title, need it gone ASAP. I think time and work were the only things that were spelt right in that entire ad.
I'm going to call bull on the fact that it pulls nice. And I think we just need to post this as soon as possible on the Horse Radio Network with the ad that says it does pull nice. I feel like this probably doesn't pull, considering the front of the trailer has been ripped off and there are no tires and there's all sorts of metal pieces hanging off the side.
There are no axles. The axles are next to the trailer.
You are being way too picky, because maybe when he says it pulls nice, maybe he's talking in a future sense that it will pull nice.
Well, then he should have written will pull nice, but I don't think he gets spelled that much. So
I know. neither do I.
Oh my God. This is a bucket of rust. It's like probably a 6 horse. You
it's
know,
big.
When they
30
bring
feet.
Them next to each other. Yeah. Huge, but like one of the stock sides, but it's covered in rust and some sort of different pieces of paint. And then there's all these, how did that roof get dented like that?
You know what it looks like? You know when you have one of those dogs that's a really powerful chewer, and you give them the rubber dog toy that's not made for powerful chewers, and about an hour later you find it all slobbery and slimy, in kind of torn apart and shredded in little bits and pieces? That's what this trailer looks like.
Oh, that's good. Maybe it was Clifford the giant red dog that came by and ate this trailer, and now the guy's trying to sell it.
Yeah. I think
I've seen Jurassic Park. That's what ate this thing.
That's what a T-Rex did! Yes! Oh,
it's totally a T-Rex.
Absolutely.
Good pull, Jamie. Good pull. Yeah,
dang, you're good. Ding, 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 ding.
Erin sent the next one in, and she recorded it herself.
Oh, here we go.
Just takes a second to get it started.
Hi, this is Erin in Oregon, and I'm going to read a really bad ad from Pacific Northwest Horse and Tack on Facebook.
Yes.
And this ad is for a dreamy-looking Palomino. Hi, my name is Sunny. I'm 12 year old, about 15 hands. My owner died and my aunt, A-N-T, took me in, but she says she can't keep me any space more. She trying to find, F-I-N-E, me a forever home. Just call name and I come running. I would make a great pastor, P-A-S-T-E-R, horse. I don't like dogs biting my legs and will kick the dog. So no biting dogs, please. I have lived in Estacada all my life. I'm too, T-O, pretty to go for meat. Please no kill people.
Oh, my
that's
God.
Sad. And that's sad.
That's a heartbreaking ad. That's not a bad ad. That's like a I want to go cry now ad.
Okay, listen, Lisa. Let's not be all foofy about everything. I was telling Megan that the difference in having her host versus Lisa Wysocki is if I did bad advice for horse people and I give the bad advice, Megan laughs. Lisa goes,
I do.
Lisa goes, oh. Oh. No.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring the show down.
You can't do that for really bad ads, Lisa. You can't do that for bad ads.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It'll never happen again. I'll be heartless and soulless for the rest of my life.
Exactly. That's what I need on a Friday. No soul.
I'm sorry.
No soul allowed. Because she's looking for dogs that ain't bitten, okay? No bitting dog.
No bitten dogs.
No bitting dogs.
No. Nobody likes bitten dogs.
If you have to put in the ad, too nice for the killer, you need to either train that horse up and sell it for more money or just sell it for more money. Okay.
And his name's Sonny and he's a Palomino. So that's not at all what you would
add 15% right there for the Palomino.
Yeah.
Right.
For Palomino. Erin, I love your voice. Please send in more ads. That was awesome. All right. We're going to do one more because now that my child has learned how to leave the house, I need to get.
You're paranoid.
At least he had the nerve, like the idea to ring the doorbell and not just like walk into the street.
I figured out, well, the door is locked. So how do I open it? Oh, doorbell. That's what it's there for. Yeah. He has problem solving skills. Yeah. He'll be fine.
Excellent.
He'll
top notch. Fine.
How did he get outside? The door locks from the inside.
That's it's what the I window. Know. He went through the window.
I've got some investigating to do because now I'm paranoid. As a mother, why my child is leaving the house. But he's like, I couldn't find you. I'm literally in the room next to you. His bedroom is next door.
Why would I look there, Mom?
Gosh. That would be so weird if you were in the same place you are every single morning when I wake up. That's crazy.
From 5 to 7. Jeez.
I would never look there. That's weird. Okay. Moving
last
on.
Last one.
We had some other ones sent in. Tammy and Chantel and Jennifer. We're going to get to yours next week, but I've run out of time. So let's hear Beth's.
Beth, good mare, $1,550 in Stockton. This is a 16-hand mare. Sound, broke to ride, neck reins, great trail horse. Her name is Honey. Nice walk, trot, lope. More info or videos, just text me. She ties, loads in trailer, backs out. You can pick up all 4 feet.
Know if they're putting that they want $1,550, they're like, you know what I really want to get for this mare is $1,500. But somebody's going to try to talk me down. So let's put her for $1,550.
That's right.
Because when I come back with $1,500, it's going to be awesome.
When I come up with $1,500, I'll be like, yep, that's what we'll take. And I have a friend buying a horse right now for her daughter. And it's a pony. And they want $6,500 for this pony. And it doesn't really do anything well. But they really like the pony. But it's not, it's like, it's done a little of this, a little of that, but like kind of nothing. It's like a Precious Magic Ella Jennings. Like it's been exposed to a lot, but like, you know, it's been there, but like hasn't really done really well.
Done
at anything.
That.
Yeah. So they want $6,500. And they're
that's
like,
that's a
we
lot
like
of pony. Pesos.
But that's a lot of money for a child Gymkhana pony. You know, they just wanted to run barrels and do some gaming and stuff like that. So I said, what you do is you go up to him, you say, we really like the pony, but it's just a little out of our price range. So what do you take? And then see what they come back with. If they're like, you know what, we'll take $2,500, then you know you have a place to bargain. If they're like, we're taking $65, you'll gauge what type of person and how much further this conversation will go. So with these people, you know what, I'll give you $1,200, $1,550. You know what, I'll take
$1,550.
It's a firm $1,550. You know what, I'll take $1,500. I was going to offer you
$1,525, but I don't know. That's going to be, it's going to be pushing it.
You just have to read the price. Read the price. What does it say? Hey, Megan, thank you so much for co-hosting with me today. I'm hopefully you guys have had a little bit of fun. I'm like a little freaked out right now still with my heart hasn't come back to normal. Again, I'm on a farm with just me and this child right now, and somebody rings the doorbell 7 a.m. there's call for alarm.
Something usually would happen.
So here's the thing. Here's what actually happens is when somebody rings your doorbell at an hour where people don't typically ring your doorbell, that means Zeus is out.
Yes.
And that's
right. That's what me and Jen said. Me and Jen thought for sure Zeus was out.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah. Who said that?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I better go check, see if
Lucas is loose. So now we have to make a new sound bumper instead of Zeus being loose. Now we have to have one for Lucas is loose.
Lucas, so just tie a bell to him. You'll know where he's at all times.
I say several times a day is I'll go, damn it, Zeus. And just out of frustration because he's still banging on the stalls, even with the serpent, he started banging on the stalls again. Damn it, Zeus. And I need another sounder that says, damn it, Lucas.
Damn it, Lucas.
And if you say that, he'll come and pinch you because he pinches you when you say a bad word.
Score for Lucas.
Duly noted.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We're watching the Avengers and one of them said, damn it. And he goes, I have to go pinch Hawkeye. You're right, buddy. You do that. All right, everybody.
Get
have
on
a
that.
Great weekend. Thank you for being a part of today's show. Jen, thank you for producing. Megan, thanks for co-hosting. And thanks for our guests coming on. Everybody have a great day. Spay, neuter, geld. You have anything else to say, Megan?
Don't party put words? Twinkies on your pizza.
Oh, that should be obvious.
Yeah.
Well, you have to tell somebody that one. Did you try that?
No.
You did.
No.